This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air. You're listening to Ink Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Joining us right now is Barbara Corcoran. She is an investor, speaker, consultant, author, and TV personality. You've seen her on Shark Tank for years. BarbaraCorcoran.com. You can find her on the web. She is doing something very special, though, for us entrepreneurs, small businesses, with an opportunity for three entrepreneurs, business owners, to win a $10,000 prize. What's going on out there today, Barbara?
You got my attention all over again with a $10,000 prize. There are going to be three winners that are going to get $10,000, but that's not all. What they're also going to get is a free consultation from me. I'm donating my time to consult with each of the people, tell them what they're doing well with the company, what they're not doing well, how they could improve. And all you have to do to enter is go on Facebook.com On Deck Capital and tell me how you're going to use that $10,000. And on that alone, I'm going to make a judgment as to who are the three winners.
Nice. Well, I think that the $10,000 is just a little tiny bit of the value. The real big value is, I think, time with you.
I see you have excellent taste, Alan. I knew you would see the difference. And that, Alan, I think is a, if you're hearing that in the background, that is a fire alarm in our building, but there's no fire. They're testing the fire.
Oh, no. That's because it's such a hot deal that the fire alarm went off, Barbara.
They're going to put it out.
So, you know, it's interesting with Ink Magazine. We try and help. It's the magazine for growing companies. We try and help companies grow with advice from people like you all the time. Now, my kids have grown up for the last, I think it's probably been about 10 years now with you guys with Shark Tank. You guys have helped my kids become entrepreneurs because they watch this show. They watch how you interact with each other, the conversation that you have. And so I think, too, it's important that America is going to be really regrown through entrepreneurs because of, you know, we're the ones that get out there and work the 100-hour weeks so that we don't have to work 40-hour weeks,
it's
if you know
so
what I'm saying.
True, a funny way of putting it. It's so true, though. But you choose to work those weeks, and there's the important difference. If you're working for the next guy, and he or she would dare suggest you work an 80-hour week at what you're getting paid as an entrepreneur, you tell them they were crazy. But do it for yourself, and you don't get tired.
You know, I've actually worked 24 hours before, and my wife says, "You're crazy." I said, "No, I'm not. I've got to get this job done." And, you know, I can't imagine doing that for anybody. I would think that would be like, you just wouldn't ever do it. But I think there's just some energy to, you know, when you own your own company, you're unstoppable. And that unstoppable energy is priceless. And that's why I said that the $10,000 is nothing compared to some advice from Barbara Corcoran. Barbara, could you maybe give us just a couple of minutes of how you got started in business and a couple of the, you know, the hurdles that you went through and what you did to deal with those hurdles and maybe the mental part of it, how you overcame the tough times.
Well, you know, all of it's mental. I shouldn't say all of it, but the great majority of getting through anything is in your own head. I think that people very often think the enemy is on the outside, but for me, I found the enemy was on the inside. I was a terrible student in school, so I grew up thinking I was stupid. It wasn't until I got into the workforce and part-time jobs that I felt capable in anything. And so I had to beat the heck out of my own brain, that old voice from childhood, "You're stupid, you're not going to make it, what are you doing here, how dare you, don't have the answer," that whole thing. So I got perfect training, actually, to be an entrepreneur, because I came out of like a rejected kind of classroom situation. But I found that just staying the course was the main ingredient. It wasn't like a rocket science. I didn't need a high IQ. I needed to just out-insist the next guy, out-persist the next guy, and stay in the game. And so it was just my dogged determination, not even to be a phenomenal winner. I always thought, oh, I'll be successful once I got started. I believed in myself in that regard, but I never dreamt I would have the success that I had. But what I definitely felt in my bones every day of the week is that I would stay with something and see it through, no matter what. And sometimes it turned out terrible. And in fact, more often it turned out terrible, but no matter what the game was, I was seeing it through. And that you'll find, and I'm sure you know yourself, Alan, like you said, you work 24 hours, you never do it for next guy. That's your dogged determination just to finish the job. You're going to finish the job because it's your job. It's not the next guy. It's your job, and you chose to do it. And having that freedom to choose is a great propeller of strength and energy, I think, in anything you attempt. And so I think that head number is the key ingredient in building anything successful in life, whether it be business, personal, whatever you're after. You know, it's key, much more important than the obstacles you encounter.
I love it. Fantastic advice from Barbara Corcoran. And you guys can all check it out. And for you business owners, submit an application through OnDeck's Facebook page and maybe win $10,000 and some private time and consultation with Barbara Corcoran. Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for helping us promote it.
Absolutely. And you can find out more about Barbara at barbaracorcoran.com. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Inc. Radio, and there's more to come. Stay with us.
Get the latest issue of Inc. magazine delivered right to your door. Visit Inc.com and subscribe today. That's INC.com. This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.